Let's start with the Q&A session. The first question comes from Manuel Palomo, Exane, and Alberto Gandolfi, Goldman Sachs, Arthur Sitbon, Morgan Stanley, and are related to the figures presented about the consensus 2019. For fiscal year 2019, guidance looks a bit too cautious in light of the strong nine-month results. Are you expecting any specific negative one-off in the Q4 to slow down the growth path in the first nine months? Additionally to that, consensus expects around 11% net income growth in 2019. Do you think it sits in the right place?
We are not expecting. I think the fact last year we had already some extraordinary situations that we had already, and this year is going not to be already repeated. We have, for instance, last year we have no taxes on our generation in Spain, 7% taxes, and we have already some extra increases of recovery of tariff in Mexico. We were affecting as well to our account. Saying that, as I mentioned, in case we will have already better performance than what we are planning, in that case, we will take the necessary action for reinforcing our solidity as we have already had already in the past.
The next question comes from Javier Suárez, Mediobanca, and Elchin Mammadov from Bloomberg. It's about Spain networks regulation. Press news on possible improvement versus previous draft. What is our opinion?
Well, I have already mentioned, so I think we have not more official information than that one which is already published. The information we got is that the WACC will continue being maintained at the level of 5.58%, and there are some positive news related the cap of investment we was already make in the past, which looks then they would like to remove. That is a good, that's a good news because I think we would like to electrify the economy for achieving the targets of emission that the government has already fixed and committed with Brussels will require much more investment, which I think that is some positive thing. The second one is the grid require much more investment in digitalization. That is seen, that is going to be as well contemplated, included in the plans of investment, which will be already be part of the RAB in the future. That is the news that we got. We have not more information in that one, but all the news we are getting in this moment are going in the positive direction.
Next question comes from Alberto Gandolfi, Goldman Sachs, and is related to the opportunity that we are seeing in Spain to develop solar on a merchant basis. How many gigawatts could you do per year, and what EBITDA contribution might you expect? Question number four.
Is on the
The merchant.
Merchant photovoltaic in Spain. Well, you know, in Spain we have already something like 13-14 million contracts in the country. I think it's and in this particular moment, there are already quite a lot of people which is ready to invest in the country. If there are such people which are already ready to invest in the country, we and there are already customers which are ready to buy this energy. I think we feel that the best thing is to leave the market to work. I think those one who they would like to invest is welcome, and they have to look for customers as we are looking for customers. I think we have already customers, and we are selling the energy to customers, and those one would like to invest, they have to look for this one. We don't see that it's going to be any intervention of the government making any kind of auction or similar because there are already people ready to invest, and there are already people ready to buy. I think leave the market works, and I think it will not require any kind of a government intervention for making the things happen. I think the situation will be the opposite, that no one will be ready to invest, and the country requires such an investment. In that case, the government have to already to do the necessary for securing then the investment and the required for the country will be done. Now is not the case. The people which is ready to invest is very many. The people which is already in this moment presenting project is a huge number, even is doubling the needs of the country, so let the market works.
Well, but in any case, I think as we are already been announcing, I think we are already leading this one. I think our plans is very clear. So I think we are, as I was announcing, our good performance and our experience and our capability, financial capabilities, and our knowledge of the market and our knowledge of the territory is making ourselves to accelerate heavily our plans of investment in the country, which we will provide you very much more details in our Investor Day in May. But I think it's, that is one clearly one of the drivers of our future growth of investment.
Mr. Galán, I'm afraid that we have to repeat the answer corresponding to question number three related to the Spain networks, because we have had a problem with the microphone. So you can, if you don't mind, I would repeat the question and you can repeat the answer. It's related to Spain networks made by Javier Suárez and Elkin Mamadov, Bloomberg, related to the current situation of the networks regulatory framework in Spain.
So as I tried to say before, so our the information we have in this moment is that one which has been already, which is public. We have not more information than that one. And through this information, what we know is that the WACC is going to be on the line expected, on the 5.58%. The second thing is that the news, what we have already in this moment, which has been published, is that the investment cap, we was already established in the previous government, so it's going to, they are already planning to make already disappear, because the needs of the country, investment in the country in grid, they would like to achieve the electrification target for achieving the targets of decarbonization, so require much more investment in this area. So the another one as well is related to digitalization. A grid with a situation with much more distributed energy require much more digitalization of the grid, and this is seen that this investment will be as well recognized inside of the RAP. So I think that will provide more room for more investment as well in this area. So those are the two positive things. So more investment will be required because of this electrification, and the cap of investment is going to disappear. And the second one, the digitalization effort will be recognized as part of the RAP.
Next question is related to something that appeared yesterday in the market and has concentrated a lot of interest from Javier Suárez, Mediobanca, Stefano Bezzato, Credit Suisse, Martin John, Investec, Arthur Sitbon, Morgan Stanley, among others. And is related to the comments made by Orsted on announcement bringing down profitability. Do you see any risk on your win load factor assumption?
So let me be a bit not so polite. So I will say those are already things related to the learning curve. I think we suffered these sort of things 20 years ago. I think we have already learned through this period, then the design, theoretical design tools have to be continually being modified. I think when you make already a design of the project in certain manner, so certain of the wind is not performing as you are expecting, and the effect on the blades, etc., etc. So you learn through the process that you have to adapt in a continuous basis your design tools for adapting to the experience accumulated. We in this moment more than 15,000 turbines in operation worldwide, and I think it's and we've been already during this period already passing through this learning curve. I'm sure that our colleagues, when they have such a number of turbines that we have, they will learn as well how to modify the tool design tools for avoiding then this problem of turbulence can already affect it to the performance. So I think that is clearly part of the learning curve that we had already suffered in the past, but I think 20 years ago.
Next question comes from Javier Suárez Mediobanca and Meike Becker from Bernstein, and is related to an update on the situation on Vineyard Wind Park.
So, well, as far as I know, I think today, I think our colleagues from Avangrid, they will already give you more details. But I think that has already, there are few, we are the pioneers in this area. So as pioneers, so I think when we are passing through the different permits, very many of those have already passed through, and there are one which is affected to the seabed and the fishing condition, etc., with the department of corresponding department in the federal authorities, they would like to make a deep study, not only in our case, in the case of everybody, how they can affect to the different people which we are already planning to make this thing. So I think it's a technical thing, which I think they are now underway, that will make already that ourselves and the rest of another one probably will be forced to redesign certain of our layouts of the wind farms to make already the things according with the achievement then the authorities are already making through all these things. I insist it's a technical thing, which when you are pioneer, so I think we have already been the first affected, but it's something which is everybody will be already affected in the sense that we clarify forever what is going to be the rules for implementing those things. So our plan is to continue with this wind farm. I think it will be already probably in operation on the 2022 or early 2023, so our plans continue on the same basis, but I think that is something, a technical thing, which when you are already being pioneers, so you are the first already being affected, but everybody has already the same thing, and that is going to help the clarification for the further new investment we are going to make in the country, another one as well.
Next question comes from James Brandt, Deutsche Bank, and is related to the proposed change in WACC in Brazil, and whether we think that could be improved from the initial proposals.
So I had already mentioned, I think this WACC is almost 80 or 90 basic points less than this one we have now. But I think it's, as I mentioned already, is not affecting to our almost 80% of our distribution companies has already the actual WACC is going to remain up to 2023. So the effect is going to be, if any, after 2023. But as I mentioned, is the first step of negotiation. I think last year when we had already that one with another WACC as well, we were negotiating and finally we keep already the level that we have at today. So, but in any case, whatever should be the result, I think is going not to have any effect in our remuneration of our 80% of our assets up to 2023 and to 20% of our assets up to 2021, at the end of 2021.
Next question comes from Fernando Lafuente, Alantra, Harry Wyburd, Bank of America Merrill Lynch, and Martin Young, Investec. You have reached your 2018-22 asset rotation goal 2 years in advance. You previously expected to get to below 3.1 times net debt EBITDA by 2022, and the question is, do you now expect to reach this goal earlier? And the current expectation we have about net debt EBITDA in 2019 and 2020.
No, what I was saying is that we've already achieved those, we have already achieved this number in this moment, but I think we have already a very ambitious and very detailed acceleration investment plan for the next few years, then we will update you on the May next year. So that means that we have already done what was already planned. We have already now more resources for investment and those seed rotation. But as well, we are already in this moment accelerating our investment to make already to benefit of the opportunities the energy transition and the new rate cases will provide to ourselves. So all those one makes to ourselves, then we will already accelerating those one and the ratios we have today probably is going to be modified, but we will update all those things more in detail in May. But I think our drive in this moment is not the ratios, our drive in this moment is the acceleration, and this is the word acceleration of our plans of organic investment, either in renewables, networks, et cetera, and once we have already achieved our rotation plan, and once we have already achieved our efficiency plans.
Next question comes from Mickey Becker from Bernstein, and is related to the expected development of net financial expenses, considering the current low interest environment.
Well, as the chairman has explained, we are going to increase our investment plan. As he has explained, we see a lot of opportunities right now. I want to add that all these ratios that you have seen in previous plans were a consequence of the investment that we had, and now this is going to be modified by new investment. So it is difficult to say today what is going to be the exact number. What we can say is that in our projections, we see at least 100 million or plus lower financial expenses that we saw in previous plans.
We have an additional thing related to the debt that is coming from Antonella Bianchesi, Citi, and is related to the expected net debt figure at the end of this year.
It will be around 36.5 billion, around more or less. Depends a little bit on the FX, etc. No, but you know, in this quarter we will continue to invest, so it will raise from the current levels.
We have a question received from Alberto Gandolfi, Goldman Sachs, Stefano Bezzato, Credit Suisse, Harry Wyburd, Morgan, Bank of America Merrill Lynch, Fernando Lafuente, Alantra, Martin John, Investec, and finally Mickey Baker from Bernstein. And it's related to the news about M&A that has appeared recently in some media press. Question number 10.
So, United States is one of our core geographies, as you know. We are already Avangrid. Avangrid is a big company with presence in 25 states, serving more than 3-4 million customers, and I think we have already 60-70 renewable projects in operation, so 7,800 megawatts already in operation. Our plan is to grow in this country. I think we have already clear program of investment, which amounts more than 11 billion in the period of 2019 to 2022. Then we are in this moment delivering. This year we are already going to put in operation 1,000 megawatts. We are in this moment negotiating the rate cases of Maine and New York, which more investment than those one we have making before. We have already some project transmission enhanced, etc., etc. In this position in the United States as a big player, we have a very fluent relation with almost 100 utilities in the country, which in certain cases are already our counterparts in PPAs. We are selling energy to them. In another case, we are already using their transmission services. So in some cases, they are our customers. In some cases, we are their client. So I think we have a close relation with everybody. And I think, as I mentioned in several times, if any opportunity arises, we will analyze it, as we always has already done. And we will already consider if there are any opportunity, if they fit or is not fit in our business and financial strategy and operational strategy. So I think that is what I can say. I think we are in the country, it's a strategic country for us. It's a country where we are dedicating a lot of resources in terms of organic investment. It's a country in which we always said that we have already, as a company listed, which we have already made something in the past, which we merged with another one, is the result of merging into different things. And I think that is what the situation. And we have already close relation with almost 100 utilities, which are our suppliers of our they are our customers. And I think that is what I can say. If there are any opportunity arise, we will look at it as we have always done.
Last question comes from Harry Whiteburn, Bank of America Merrill Lynch, and it's related with the situation of the UK electricity distribution. According to the press, you looked at the Electricity Northwest earlier this year. Does this signal that you are open to increase your exposure to the UK networks?
So I think, as I mentioned, we are as well, Britain is another strategic country for us. We are already, we have an important presence in distribution and transmission, and I think if there are opportunities, we will look at those opportunities if they are already fitting our strategic direction, and this already providing the return we are expecting. If the price of the condition with them being already requested as superior to that one we are ready to pay, we will not already make that one. As far as this one in particular, I think we were already looking at that one, but I think we were not already taking any action on that one. Somebody else pay more, and I think that people take that one. So I think we continue with our very disciplined strategy in terms of whatever acquisition. So we are not here for growing, we are here for improving our result in the short, medium, and long term. And I think that has been our strategy, and that is going to continue being our strategy.
Okay, with this last answer, all the questions we have received end 10 minutes ahead of schedule. For any additional question, you already know that you have the Investor Relations Department to assist you at any time. Now, please let me now give the floor to Mr. Galán to conclude this event.
So thank you very much for attending this conference call. You see, we continue, as I mentioned, accelerating our plans, and we are optimistic about our future. So we will have opportunity to share with you our results in February, and we will share with you our long-term plans again in the Investor Day in May. So thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.